दिस इज आकाशवाणी ईटानगर द न्यूज रेड बाय नारायण कोया। अरुणाचल प्रदेश गवर्नर लेफ्टिनेंट जनरल के टी पटनायक मेट यूनियन डोनर मिनिस्टर ज्योतिरादित्य एम सिंधिया इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। द गवर्नर एम्फसाइज स्टेट्स यूथ्स पोटेंशियल इन स्पोर्ट्स सीकिंग मॉडर्न फैसिलिटीज एंड हाईलाइटेड क्यूई कल्टिवेशन एज ए स्टेट स्ट्रेंथ। He sought expeditious approval for kiwi as USP in Arunachal Pradesh proposal under the Northeastern Council. Governor Pattnaik also advocated for establishment of an integrated pack house with solar cold storage at Sergaon Horticultural Farm in West Kameng District. Such infrastructure, he said, would significantly improve post-harvest management, reduce losses and boost farmers' incomes. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu today attended a program celebrating Women Empowerment and Awareness on the Nari Shakti Vandan Adiniyam, which provides 33% reservation for women in parliament and state assemblies. The Chief Minister informed that a special parliament session from April 16 to 18 will focus on finalizing rules and implementation modalities with the objective of rolling out reservation by 2029 elections. Mr. Khandu emphasized women participation in policy making is a key development indicator, citing 40-50% women representation in developed countries. He urged women to actively participate in political leadership roles. CM Khandu also expressed hope that Arunachal Pradesh will one day have a woman chief minister. He also highlighted various initiatives undertaken by the government of women empowerment. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Kirtil Pattnaik, extended his greetings to the people of the state on the sacred occasion of Longte. He expressed his hope that the elegance and sanctity of the propitious festival would bring enduring happiness, prosperity and well-being to all. In his message, the Governor said that Longte is a unique and deeply meaningful festival, distinguished by its celebration without any ritual sacrifices. Governor Pattnaik has also extended his greetings to the people of the state on the joyous occasion of Bohag Bihu and conveyed sincere Bihu greetings to the people of Assam on behalf of Arunachal Pradesh. The Nishi community of Arunachal Pradesh today celebrated Longte, a unique cultural milestone distinguished by its bloodless tradition. Unlike many tribal festivals, Longte strictly prohibits animal sacrifice, focusing instead on peace and agricultural harmony. In Nirjuli, the villagers erected symbolic bamboo fences to protect future crops while participating in vibrant folk dances and traditional music. The annual Job Fair 2026 at Digi Convention Hall in Ittanagar today saw the participation of over 40 companies from diverse sectors, including agrotech, digital services and hospitality. Organized by the Department of Youth Affairs, the event also showcased employment prospects in tourism and allied industries with local enterprises like Go Arunachal, Doni Polo International Hotel, Nibo Robo and Dibang Egg Farm. The self-enumeration process under the house listing and house census for Census 2027 will begin from tomorrow across Arunachal Pradesh. This will continue till April 30, 2026 following the completion of self-enumeration phase and house listing and house census field operations will begin from May 1, 2026 and continue until May 30, 2026. During this period, trained census enumerators will visit households across the state to collect data directly. Residents are advised to keep necessary information ready, such as details of family members, type of housing, and availability of facilities to make the process smooth and quick. They are also encouraged to verify the identity of enumerators during visits for their own safety. In a powerful show of solidarity and empowerment, an all-women bike scooty rally was organized today at Basar of Lepa Rada district, Arunachal Pradesh, in support of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adiniyam. The rally witnessed enthusiastic participation from women riders, highlighting unity and commitment toward women's empowerment and representation. The rally was led by Basar MLA Niavi Jini Dirji. Participants rode carrying placards and raising slogans in favor of the act, emphasizing importance of gender equality and political inclusion. Met Center Ittanagar has issued yellow alert of thunder and lightning with heavy rain very likely at isolated places in Changlang and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.